So, hello, good morning, our lovely hearties and our guest hearties, and welcome to day three. So, welcome to day three, how to attract clients when marketing is making you miserable. Now, as usual, I'm going to hang out for a few moments, allow those of you that are joining me live to find the video stream. So, if you're watching right now, you're probably watching the recording. So, like I said yesterday, well done on making the time to catch up on the recordings. I know you will get just as much value as the people that are here live. And also, thank you for being patient while I hang out a little and wait for those live people to arrive. Now, the membership opened for enrollment last night, the Business from the Heart membership. I've got to get that in. And you do have a special bonus if you join before the end of Sunday. So you've still got time to enjoy all the rest of the week's lessons, come on the mentoring calls and catch up on the recordings. And then you can join by the end of Sunday to get the extra bonus of the interactive sticky message clinic. So let me check if those of you live are finding me. Yes, you are here. Fantastic. Hello, Evgenia. You're doing a brilliant job of being on a lot of these live, aren't you? And I know it's not easy for you around your family commitments. Hello, Mater. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Marley. Sorry, mate, I may have not pronounced your name correctly. Hello, Tabitha. Hello, Melis. Oh, somebody who got in there. Whoever got in there first. Oh, it's whoever got in there first. Zoom's not letting me see your comment. You were such an early bird. Zoom didn't pick you up somehow. And of course, if you're here and you're live and you're typing something in, you are getting 1 point for being here live in person. So, you know, there's lots of other ways of winning points and being in the running for the prizes. We've set it up so that the people who watch the recordings also have a chance. But, you know, if you're here live, you get that extra point. And it's also extra nice for me because if I didn't have you here live, it wouldn't be so much fun for me. I wouldn't do such a good job. So I love having you here in person. And hello, Lucy. So pleased you're looking forward to the session. So I will begin. We're on the 2 minutes. Good time for me to jump in into today's topic. So, how to get clients when marketing or the idea of marketing is making you miserable. Now, this one from when I first started teaching this a few years ago is such a popular topic, and there's also a lot to it. So, you know, I want to again try and keep this to 30 minutes. It's quite a challenge today. So, you are, I think, inevitably going to have questions. So, if you do have questions and you want to explore anything I talk about more deeply, we've got the Q&A mentoring call tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. I'm also thinking of putting an extra one on this evening because I know, you know, I want to make sure that everyone gets their questions asked and everyone gets help with their business this week while I'm available to do it. And of course, those of you that are joining the membership, woohoo! And we had the first batch of you join yesterday evening, which is wonderful. There's a lot more support with all of this in there for you. So the reason for this session is one of the things I see people struggle with a lot is for mo and most of you are going to recognize yourself with this, is that most of us have gone into business because we want to make a difference. We want to help people. We want to serve. We want to get well paid for that. We want a good business, but we've come into business out of a place of service, maybe passion, wanting to make a difference. And before you know it, what I call the marketing shoulds take over. We start feeling like people say to me, oh, I feel I have to keep pushing out content. I have to be visible. I don't want to posture. I don't want to have to dance on TikTok just to get my clients to notice me. You know, this is just not your thing. And people often say, you know, I don't have the energy to keep pushing out content. And what comes through is this sense of, oh, there's this thing I have to do. I should do it. I must do it, or things aren't going to work. And marketing comes to feel like this really heavy burden. And what happens is you lose the connection to the vision and the work and the clients that you came into business to help in the first place. So the question today that is leading this lesson is, how can you change the way that you approach your marketing so that you can come to love it? And possibly even, how can you change your marketing to be something different? Because here's the thing, right? This is going to be really obvious, but it's worth saying. Marketing has to be something that you enjoy. Because if you don't enjoy marketing and it feels heavy and something you have to force yourself to do, you will not be able to sustain it over the years ahead. I've been in business now, it's my 13th year. If you hate what you do for marketing and you don't want to do it, you probably won't get past a few years. So it's really important you come to love your marketing. So hope that's landing and you're looking forward to that. Claire's giving that a big clap. So great, it sounds like it's landing. So what is marketing? Let's start with what is marketing. So when I say marketing to you, you have to market your business. What do you picture doing? Because what I've come to notice is that for a lot of people, they've come to equate marketing with social media. And that when I say the word marketing, the brain immediately pictures social media marketing. Now, here's the really interesting thing. Facebook didn't even exist until 2004. That's 20 years ago. Instagram didn't exist until 2020. I was 34 years old when Facebook launched. So, I actually was once alive when we had no social media, and some of you will be the same. And sometimes it amazes me that in such a relatively short period of time, people seem to have forgotten all the ways to attract clients that used to work before social media. And my theory about this is I think the reason for this is because social media is so visible. We can see it. It's like the olden days when we used to watch TV. I only watch things like Netflix now, but we actually used, I don't even own a TV, but we used to watch TV and the adverts used to come on the TV. And you would immediately think, oh, if you need to advertise, you have to advertise on TV. Well, we see advertising on social media. And because it's so visible and we see other people doing it, we think we should be doing it. But the thing is, marketing is not a specific activity. Marketing isn't social media, and it's not Facebook ads, and it's not going networking. Marketing is quite simply, at its core, letting people know that your business exists, letting them know who you help and how you make a difference to them. So what we're going to look at in this session is we're going to have a look at the importance of a sticky message. I know, talk about this all the time, so important. We're going to look at coming from service, not should. When it comes to marketing, I'm going to explore what if it doesn't have to be social media at all? What are some of the alternatives? And I'm going to touch on, see how much time there is. I'll touch on what marketing has actually worked for me. And if you want to ask me more questions about that, come on one of the Q&A mentoring calls. So, number one, sticky message. Yes, I know. I talk about this a lot. I talked about it in the session yesterday. I talked about it on the hot seat calls last night. But it's so important that before you even think about marketing, going out and doing marketing activity, your message must be sticky. For some of you, it's not even that you don't enjoy marketing, in truth. You'd probably enjoy marketing if you were getting better results from it, if it didn't feel like such a slog, if it didn't feel heavy and that you weren't getting any traction. And often the problem is that if you haven't got a message that is going to draw your ideal client to you, make them want to find out more, make them want to stick around and keep you on their radar, then it's literally like pouring water into a bucket with a hole at the bottom. All that energy, all that time that you're putting in is falling out the bottom. And people are effectively scrolling right past you. And they're scrolling, whether that's literal scrolling, because they're scrolling right past you on their social media feed, or they're just dismissing you and moving right past you when they meet you networking. So when your message is clear, strong, sticky, then you don't have to do anything like as much marketing to get the same results. But I'm not going to talk about it any more than that today because I spent time on it yesterday and I've got other things to talk about today. So the next one is coming from service, not should. So let's assume here that social media is a core part of your marketing strategy. Maybe it is your core strategy. You believe in it, you're excited by it, you want to make it work, but then you tell yourself you have to be visible, you have to put yourself out there, you have to post this many times a week or create that amount of content or spend this amount of time engaging because you bought a course that told you you had to follow this blueprint. And very often in this process of like following the process and doing what you're supposed to do and making yourself visible, you disconnect from that original vision and passion. But there's a reason you started your business in the first place. If you can connect with that, reflect on that. You started because you wanted to do great work with your clients. You wanted to help and make a difference. So what if your marketing could simply be a natural extension of the work that you do with your clients? So, after your clients have paid you, you very much, I'm sure most of you very much come from this energy of great, you've paid me. Now you're in my container. I am here to serve, to help, to heal. I am present to you and I'm present to giving you what you most need. Well, what about bringing that same energy and approach to the people who haven't paid you yet? And just to give you a sort of shift around this, I just want to talk a bit about, sometimes you hear people who say, oh, I really want to impact a lot of people with my work. I want to impact hundreds or tens of thousands or millions of people every year. Well, what I want you to think about is, what if they don't all have to be paying you, right? What if they don't all have to pay you for you to have a really big impact? And that can be very meaningful and it can be very fulfilling. So for some of you only need a handful of clients every year for your business to feel very nurturing and nourishing and reward you financially. And depending on your business model, you might only need, depending on your business model and your pricing structure, you might only need 10 paying clients a year. Maybe you need 50 paying clients a year. Right now, I have 250 members in my membership, approximately. But in order to get that many into my membership and paying me and joining my course, I have to impact many, many thousands every year. But that's fine. I'm happy to have the impact on the much larger numbers as long as enough people buy from me for my business to work. And so if you can shift it so that you are here to make a difference, to serve and help and impact anyone who you come into contact with. And as a natural side effect of that, some of those are going to come closer and want to work with you. Your marketing becomes an extension of the service. And a process that can really help you with this is to imagine, I'm going to say take quiet time every single morning. If you've got three children under five, this might not work quite so well. I don't have children. So take quiet time when you can get it. But imagine taking some quiet time out early in the morning to journal, visualize your ideal client, really tune into the people that you're here to help and that you know that you've got the gifts to be able to help and really connect in with them. And then call into mind that right now out there in the world, there is one person somewhere out there struggling right now. They've either just dropped their kids off at school and they've collapsed on the sofa in tears, or they're hiding in a cubicle at work trying to compose themselves out because they've been so upset. They're struggling with something and you can help. What message would you want to get to them today that could really help them? And how would you get that message to them? So first of all, what would the message be? What would you want to say? What would you want to teach? What would you want to share? And when you know what you want to say, how would you get it to them? What would you do to ha to reach it? Maybe you could write them a note and have it send it by pigeon. What are the carrier pigeon? But maybe there's an easier way of doing it, of reaching them. So you let go of, I have to be visible. I have to do this because I have to grow my mailing list. I have to dance around my kitchen or no one's going to notice me because it's saturated out here. I have to be young and gorgeous or no one's ever going to want to buy from me. And you start coming from, how can I help? How can I serve? How can I make a difference? And all the other stuff just doesn't matter. And also to make a difference without, and this is a really important point, without any big attachment to whether they're going to buy from you or not. Now, I say that, I don't mean no attachment as in, oh, well, now they know I exist. They know where I am. They'll find me if they need me. I don't mean that at all. I mean no emotional attachment that if you serve, and use your marketing as a way to serve and help and make a difference to people. And we're talking particularly here about social media, but you still need to position your business. So at the same time as sharing your value, making your difference, also make it crystal clear what you do, how you help, the difference that you make. And always add that clear invitation, that call to action at the end, very clear what the next step is if they want to find out more about working with you. And you may notice that this is exactly what I'm doing this week. I am here 100% in service to those of you inside Business from the Heart Experience Week this week. I'm here in the morning, I'm in the Facebook group during the day, I'm delivering the session in the evening, I'm giving value, but I'm also positioning my business. Did I mention the Business from the Heart membership is open for enrollment at the moment, and there's a special bonus if you join by the end of Sunday? So I'm not forgetting that I'm here to position my business, because my ideal is that some of you will come and join the membership, but you don't all have to join the membership for this to still work for my business. So if you don't want to posture, big yourself up, don't do it. I see people all day, every day on social media telling us all how brilliant they are and why they're better than everybody else. And to be honest, it makes my toes curl. I really don't like that style of marketing. Mine is much more from a place of teaching, serving. And so when you're, if you're offering something or you're reaching people out there online, always position your business. Make sure it's really clear in your bio, or if you're doing, or depending on the way that you're sharing your content, you might even be able to introduce yourself and how you help. Teach, serve, help, offer genuinely valuable advice or tips, maybe inspire with stories, tell your own stories, tell your clients' stories, and then invite to a next step. Let people know what it is they need to do if they want to find out more about you. And, let me know if that feels different. Let me know if this coming from service instead of coming from this is what I'm supposed to do could change the feeling of being on social media. And it might not necessarily change what you do, but it will change the way it feels to do what you do, which will make it easier. You'll have less resistance. You'll enjoy doing it more. You'll want to do more of it. So that's that piece. And then moving on, I want to talk next about, this is a big topic, but why it doesn't have to be social media? What if it doesn't have to be social media at all? For some of you, it's just not going to be your thing. It's not going to be your thing, no matter how much you force it. It hasn't been for me. When I first started my business 13 years ago, I loved the concept of social media. And ironically, back then, it was much easier to grow a business on social media because there were a lot less people on there. So I loved the concept that I could reach people from all over the world from home, and I could do it online and I could travel. But when I actually started doing it, I was still suffering with ME, chronic fatigue syndrome. I struggled a lot with my energy as I was growing my business, and I just found it incredibly draining for my health. I found it all consuming, overwhelming. I felt like I was constantly stuck to my phone or my computer, feeling like I needed to engage with people that would comment. And I didn't ever really take to it, and I ended up not sticking with it. And I've grown my business through other forms of marketing. So as a result of this, there is a training in the members area inside the membership. For those of you that are joining, there's a training called How to Market Without Social Media. And especially if you're more introverted, and the broadcasting style of marketing, putting yourself out there, isn't your optimal method of marketing, then that will give you some ideas. I'm going to touch on some now as well, but that training goes into a lot more depth than I can go into in just 30 minutes. It's about, I think it's a 90-minute training plus Q&A. So I want you to consider social media marketing can be your core marketing strategy. Absolutely valid, and some people are in their element with that. Or it could complement your core strategy. So it's not your core strategy, but it's a way of helping you keep in touch with people who found you through your main strategy. It's also a choice to not be there at all. I tend to go for the hybrid, where I have a presence, but it's not what I do to attract clients. I'm very clear about that. I don't use social media to attract clients. I never have, but I have a presence on there. You can see me on there. Things do show up on my feed. So the question then, of course, becomes, so if it's not social media, what is it? What is it that you do? Well, surprise, surprise, it's all the ways of marketing your business that existed before social media was born. Who would have thought it? And like I said yesterday, you can basically divide marketing into three main headings. You've got your organic marketing, which is free, but it costs you time and energy, and it requires you to put information out there into the world. Then you've got paid, your paid advertising, and then you've got your other people's audiences, which is very closely linked to relationship marketing. And this piece is much more my strength. I'm at my best when I'm growing my business through developing relationships with other people. I'm much better one-to-one. I'm good at one-to-many teaching, but I'm much better at building a one-to-one relationship than I am broadcasting myself out to the masses. So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to touch, and this is a really high level whistle stop, just to give you a flavor of what there is to talk about here. I'm going to talk about the pros and cons of these, but because of time and my must do it within 30 minutes, I'm going to go quite quickly. However, before I do this, we need a secret word. And the secret word of today is not actually so secret at all, because it's very much in keeping with the theme. It's marketing. So your secret word for your secret word form is marketing. And if you're not sure where the secret word form is, if you go to the prizes page, katherinewatkin.com/prizes, scroll to the bottom of that page, you'll link there. So secret word, marketing. And with that, let's have a little bit of a slightly deeper dive. Marketing without social media training inside the members area. Those of you that have already joined, those of you that are going to join by the end of the week, that could be a really brilliant place for you to start. It's a lot of what I'm covering right now, but there's just more. I've got more time to do it more justice. So if we look at organic marketing, first of all, we're looking at social media posting, we're looking at content marketing. This might be blogging, live stream video, reels on Instagram, it might be YouTube, it might be a podcast, it might be search engine optimization, SEO, anything that you can do that is free, that you can go out, it's free, you can just do it yourself and you can start to attract people in. Now, the advantages of this is you can get started quickly. If you want to create some content and put it online somewhere, you can do it today. You can just get started. It's up to you when it happens. It doesn't cost you anything but your time and energy. The disadvantage is that while you can get started straight away, so it feels very much under your control, it can take a long time to build a following that is meaningful enough to make a financial difference to your business. And for a lot of people, it feels painfully slow and they run out of motivation and they run out of confidence and they give up too soon. So it's really important that you hold the long-term vision of your business and you see it as a marathon. Like this is not the thing that's going to make the big difference to your business this month, but this is the thing that's going to make the big difference to your business over the next 10 years. Now, the other thing is, of course, you can spend a lot of time doing activity that's not getting anyone's attention, because your marketing message is not sticky and nobody's really noticing you. And it's really hard online to tell if it's working or not. And this is why, as you progress into stage two, this is why having a good free giveaway becomes important, because you can tell if it's working if people are signing up for your free giveaway. And in the earlier stages, the only way you know is whether people are signing up or booking in for conversations, that they're less likely to do that. You're less likely to have that indication. Then we move on into paid advertising. This would be Facebook ads, Google ads, Instagram, ads on YouTube. I think there's LinkedIn ads now, but it's also advertising in magazines, advertising on the tube, advertising on the side of a bus. Now, the advantage is it can give you a large reach and grow your audience very quickly. But the disadvantage is that you need a budget. You need a budget. And you need a proven way that your ads are going to pay for themselves, and you need ads that work. And that takes time and they don't work for everybody. And you can spend a lot of money testing and still not have anything to say for it, show for it. And a lot of Facebook ads experts say that you need to be willing to burn money on testing for 3 months in just in order to find out whether your ads are going to work or not. Now, I have spent thousands on Facebook ads over the course of my business, and I've never come out in any real meaningful profit, but never really come out in profit. So, in theory they work, they don't always work. Then we've got other people's audiences, so networks, relationships. And this might be client referral programs or referral programs with new people that you meet. Harnessing your existing warm network, collaborations, strategic partnerships, also in the online world, they're called joint ventures. You've got networking, which you can do face to face in the real world, or you can do online. So we've got an online meetup today at 1 o'clock within the Business from the Heart Experience Week. And also, it's getting in front of other people's audiences through podcast interviews, guest blog posts, doing interviews in the media, maybe being on summits, doing guest masterclasses, being a bonus in somebody else's course or program. Now, the advantage of other people's audiences is you can grow your own audience very, very quickly. So, one of our members grew her list by 800 people just doing one webinar for one organization. In the early days of my business, I can remember growing my original small list from 300 to about 1800 in just a few weeks. And it's because the trust is already there. You don't have to work so hard over a long period of time to build that trust. The person who's introducing you, the person who's booked you to speak, the person who's recommending you or referring people to you, they have the trust, and so people trust their recommendation. A lot of it is free. If you do pay, you normally don't pay until after you've got the client, so you're not having to put a lot of money out up front. And it can also be fast. So, face-to-face networking can be really fast. You could literally go out this afternoon, meet somebody that's never met you before, book in for a longer conversation tomorrow, and have a client signed and the money in the bank within 24 hours. Now, that happens in real life networking situations. That doesn't tend to happen online. If it does, it's incredibly rare that someone would see you for the very first time online and go, "Oh my gosh, that's someone I need to speak to." Book in there and then and be signed up the very next day. It's much more of a long game online where it takes longer to build trust, have multiple connections. People will normally follow you for a long time before they'll reach out to say they'd like to work with you. Now, the disadvantage of the relationships and other people's audience marketing is that it can take time to build the relationship, and also sometimes it doesn't happen straight away. So somebody might book you to do a masterclass for their audience, but it's October, they might book you in for January. Now, that's going to be amazing for you in January because it's going to help you get in front of a lot of new people, but it's not much good for you in October if you need clients right now. Then we've also got outreach, which I haven't mentioned yet, but outreach is much more useful when you're selling to organizations because with the direct outreach, unlike selling to individuals, like individual members of the public, with direct outreach, you can identify who it is you want to speak to. You can find out the name of the person, the job title, their email address, maybe their phone number if you're lucky, and you can reach out to them directly via LinkedIn messages or phone calls or emails or direct mail. So, how am I doing for time? I think I've drifted over time. I must speed up. So, key message here, there's no right way to market your business. I have friends who have grown six-figure businesses entirely through using Instagram and nothing else. I've known people grow their business entirely through Facebook ads. I've known people grow their business entirely through collaborations and partnerships and other people's audiences. Other people grown their business entirely through content marketing and search engine optimization. Other people become fully booked with waiting list entirely through networking. Every single one of these strategies actually works. The question for you and what you'll be figuring out if you come and join the membership is, which is the one that works for you? Which is the sweet spot for you that's going to feel good for you? It's going to feel in your flow. You won't dread doing it, and it will actually help you reach the just right clients. And for most people only need one core strategy. For most people, they have a primary strategy that brings in about 70% of all of their clients. They might have a secondary strategy that either brings in 20 to 30% of their clients, or that supports their core strategy. So for me, anything I do on social media sort of supports my core strategy, but I found those people somewhere else. So is there a place for a social media presence? Absolutely, yes. But you could have your social media as your core marketing strategy, or you could use it more as PR to back up your credibility, to keep you in front of people, to give you credibility for other methods and opportunities. So they all work. The one that works is the one that works for you and helps you reach your ideal clients. I am disappointed with myself because I'm going to go over 30 minutes. So super quickly, what I did in my own business and what I did now and why I, you know, this is what I did. So at the very beginning of my business, first couple of years, I did a lot of networking. And then through the people I met networking, I started doing partnerships. I ran small workshops. So small partnerships, small workshops I did some for an acupuncture clinic where I lived, for a coaching school. I also did a lot of speaking. In my first 2 or 3 years in business, I did a lot of speaking. Then I started doing more formal collaborations with larger businesses. So my first 3 years in business was all offline, and it was all relationship based. And if anything did happen online, the relationship was instigated and created offline to begin with, and then we took it online. So networking, partnerships, joint ventures, and speaking. About 3 years into my business, I started moving it more online. I started sending out a weekly email and I wrote a weekly blog. I then later on, I added regular video and I started a YouTube channel. And a little bit later on than that, I started doing live video on Facebook Live. I don't do that anymore, but I did that for a period of time. I also started doing a lot more. I made a conscious decision to stop doing a lot of offline speaking because I was finding it quite draining at the time. And I did a lot more online stuff like podcast interviews. And I let go of networking completely because while networking was absolutely key to me getting started, I reached a place where I was established enough that going networking and meeting people one-on-one was no longer as beneficial for my business as it was at the beginning. So for me, my consistent thread in my business has always been other people's audiences. I do guest trainings, masterclasses, webinars, podcast interviews. I go on summits. I mean, basically, if I get a chance to go and present to somebody else's audience, I grab it with both hands. It feels easy for me. It's effortless. I love teaching. I love answering questions. It doesn't really feel like work. And then, and that's always been my core thing. Anything else has been sort of peripheral to that, really. So the important message here is pick a maximum of two marketing approaches. Make sure they're both things that you think you could enjoy doing if they were actually working for you. And it is a good idea to have one offline relationship strategy and one online strategy to support it. I am a believer in that. And I say that my core thing has been other people's audiences and delivering content to other people's audiences. But my secondary strategy has always been content marketing, not social media, but content marketing. I write blogs. I create videos and put them on YouTube. I've got a lot of content out there that helps me get found by people over the years. So I like to create content that stays around over the long term. I'm not such a fan of social media because you put your content up, you do all that work and then it's gone. But they all have their pros and cons. So I need to wrap up quickly so that this isn't going too long. But if you have any questions at all, bring them to the mentoring Q&A call tomorrow at 7 o'clock. I'm thinking of putting an extra one on this evening. So if I do, watch out for your emails. I'm feeling quite drawn to do it because I'm really enjoying this week. And I want to make sure that everyone who wants to get some help from me has a chance to do it this week while I've got this, like this sort of, I'm available for free in this way. And tomorrow morning, we've got 4 elements to creating a business you love. This is my personal take on business models and what you need to be thinking about having in place in your business. If you're going to design a business, you can actually love to run for the long term, because that's what makes it sustainable. The other thing to say is that Business From The Heart membership is now open for enrollment. It's at businessfromtheheart.com. I haven't done a proper presentation for that yet. I'll do that later on in the week. But if anyone's got questions about that, you can bring them to any of the calls. And then today at 1 o'clock, we've got our online meetup. So our regular Hearties meetup that we run inside the membership, you're all invited. Come and talk to each other. Come and get to know each other, learn about each other's businesses, see how you can support each other. Take a break from listening to me. So that's really what I need to say. Let me just check in on the comments before I wrap up. Yes, thank you so much, everybody. I I am not going to pause too long and look at the comments right now. I want to wrap up the video, but do come along to the mentoring Q&A calls. Bring your questions. We'll take a deeper dive. And if you are coming into the membership, we've got lots and lots of resources in there to support you with everything I've just talked about. So thank you so much. Lots of love to all of you. Have a fabulous day. I will see you at 1 o'clock. Bye.